The House and Senate filed 3,400 bills this legislative session. Those pertaining to climate change are in the minority. Miami Senator Jose Javier Rodriguez is one of the few lawmakers calling for more attention to the issue. The Miami Democrat is known for wearing rain boots to session every day, with hashtag #ActionClimateFlorida handwritten across them.
The idea really was, again, coming from this frustration that it just did not seem to be a priority. For all but a few of us, it was really sort of just something that was maybe of interest, but it wasn't something that people seemed to campaign on. People had any sense of urgency here at the Capitol.
Rodriguez has filed 5 bills addressing sea level rise, renewable energy standards, and disaster resilience. Only one bill passed its first committee. Senate Bill 78, aimed at mandating a sea level impact analysis before new state-funded coastal construction projects. The Miami senator doesn't blame politics for the lack of movement. He blames the potential price tag.
Many of my colleagues in leadership are just intimidated by the problem. They think that there's a gigantic price tag associated with starting to talk about climate change.
Changes to the state's infrastructure, like converting to solar energy, building seawalls to combat sea level rise, and emission cutting can get pricey. But Rodriguez believes these investments will help Florida's economic future in the long run.
When we look at the reinsurance markets, right, which ultimately drive how much we pay in insurance premiums, what is and isn't insurable? When we look at credit markets, right, which determine how much we have to pay for things, ultimately, we're being watched as a state. And the reality is, if we don't start showing that we're getting in front of this, that we have a plan, that we know what we're doing, the economy is going to respond in kind, and it won't be friendly to us.
Still, observers believe Florida is taking a step forward. Governor Ron DeSantis recently appointed University of Florida's Thomas Frazier to the newly created position of Chief Science Officer.
I'm honored to become part of a team that places a premium on science and recognizes the importance of the foundation, or its foundation, for environmental policies and management actions needed to restore and safeguard the natural resources on which we all depend.
Frazier says the focus of his position is water management, not climate change. But the issue is being talked about on a national level. Former governor and now U.S. Senator Rick Scott now says climate change is real. Fellow Senator Marco Rubio has done the same. And North Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz recently rolled out his Green Real Deal as a Republican climate change alternative to the Democrats' Green New Deal. The most recent federally funded national climate assessment finds Florida's natural systems are most at risk from severe weather and rising sea levels, and will be completely transformed by the end of the century. I'm Kevin DeLorbe.